episode 919, How to Gain Clarity in Your Purpose.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is a brand new week, so it is time for you to get moving and grooving. God has big plans in store for you. Today is Mindset Monday, and we are talking about how to gain clarity in your purpose. I know I want to gain clarity, so you're going to want to stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome chat. For those of you who are brand new with us, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope your weekend was great. Mine was very busy and it was very, very hot. I did a lot of things outside and our heat index was way over 105. I don't know. I lost count and I did my best to stay in the cool, but I had to get outside. I had to broaden my horizon. Well, when I was out, of course, it got me thinking. You know, there's something about nature and me. It just kind of, my wheels start turning in my head. And since it's Mindset Monday, I wanted to talk to you specifically about how to gain clarity in your purpose. When life gets blurry, you must learn how to gain clarity in your purpose and adjust your focus. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That should make you smile right now. I don't care how you woke up this morning, it being a Monday morning, but knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God created you on purpose for a purpose, should give you joy in your heart. You should be able to rejoice. I don't care what your bank account reflects. I don't care how your marriage is doing. Okay, I really do care about those things. But what I'm saying is there's something bigger than those little things in life. And I know they're a big thing because they are our earthly responsibilities. But we have to begin to see what God sees. God created you on purpose for a purpose. Tap into that. So in order to adjust your focus, you have to gain clarity. So let's first define clarity. Well, clarity is the quality of being clear. Pretty simple, isn't it? But it goes a little bit further than that. It's the quality of being easy to see or hear, like the sharpness of a sound or an image. The quality of coherence and intelligibility. The quality of being certain or definite. Oh, I want to be certain, right? That's part of the control. Yeah, sign me up. I'm there. The quality of transparency or purity. Wouldn't it be nice to just have everything planned out for you, that you would know absolutely every single step? When you have clarity, clarity creates simplicity. Don't you want things simple in your life so you know the direction you're headed? Well, I do. I'm like, okay, I'm here. And this would help us with what? The next step, then the next step, and then the next step. We want that simplicity. So clarity is a value in our equation, in our life's equation, trying to figure out what our purpose is, where it fits in. Now, you might be saying, Christiane, I still haven't figured out my purpose yet. That's okay. That's going to be for another episode. Because there's lots of different ways we can dive into purpose and we can peel back those different layers. But right now, you can still, you probably already have an idea, because your purpose or your vision, what you see yourself doing, is something usually that is kind of on your heart. You have this burden for it. You want to help maybe remove or dissolve something that is bothering you. You want to make it better. So we usually start with something like that. Now, like I said, that's going to be for another episode. But right now, I want you to look and think about gaining clarity, making things clearer. Have you ever worn glasses? Maybe just even sunglasses. Maybe you have great vision, 20/20 vision. That's awesome. Keep it up. You know, make sure you get your beta carotene and all those good stuff for your eyes. But let's say you just put on a pair of sunglasses. And if there's smudges on it, you can't see the detail, right? If you were to look up into like a tree, the leaves would kind of look more like mush or smudged stuff. You can't see the outline of each individual leaf. But when you have the glasses that are clean, the lenses that are clear, oh my goodness, the clarity of those leaves just jump out at you. And you feel like even though maybe you're, I don't know, 20 yards away, 30 yards away, whatever, you can just reach out and literally touch it right in front of you, even though it's further away than what it really seems to be. You have clarity, and that clarity creates simplicity. You want that direction in life. Because when you have that direction, what? It also helps you save time and money, plus a lot of frustration. And I know for my life, I don't need extra frustration. I have enough of it. But what happens? We are seeing our purpose with blinders on. Now, blinders can be a very good thing once when you have the clarity. However, at this point in your life, you don't want to limit yourself quite yet. Why? We see what we are looking for. And I really want you to listen to that. We see what we are looking for. And when those blinders are on, we miss what we don't expect. You're missing out. Have you ever heard of FOMO, fear of missing out? This is what happens when you're living life with blinders on, and we all do it. I'm guilty of it. And we think we have all the answers. We know what's going on. We put these blinders on and we miss things, very important things around us. But a lot of us use the excuse of FOMO, the fear of missing out, that, oh, well, I got to jump in because I'm afraid, or I do this because of FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, you're missing out when you got blinders on. You're limiting yourself. We see what we are looking for. My dad always said, expect the unexpected. I was like, really? And when I was a little girl, it was just something that, you know, you believe things your dad say. You do. And I believed him. I was like, yes, expect the unexpected. And as I got older and older and older and began to apply it to my life, and then I began to get into coaching, little did I know I was been coaching like since I was like 5 years old. That's just my makeup. I mean, God created me as a coach. It's a gift. It's a talent. And it's something that looking back, I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. So I began to peel back this phrase, expect the unexpected. And I'm like, man, that is jam-packed with good stuff. Three words that mean something so big. I live my life expecting the unexpected. It allows me to see bigger than what's right in front of me. How are you living your life? How are you living out your purpose? You're like, I don't know. I can't live out my purpose because I'm still trying to gain clarity. And that's what we've been talking about here today. It's getting that clarity. But that clarity comes from not the FOMO, not the fear of missing out and having to jump into where we think we should be going, meaning we are using that control once again. But instead, we expect the unexpected. And we begin to say, okay, Lord, this isn't of my doing, but of your doing. What is your gift? What is your divine intervention for me? So how do you gain clarity in your purpose? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Pray for opportunities. Pray for opportunities. Now, a lot of us pray. We do. Now, if you don't, you all know I'm of a Christian background, and so prayer is very vital in my life, and I make it a part of my daily walk. Literally, when I'm walking or working out, I kind of create this whole time frame that I have that's my me time, involves prayer, meditation, my workout, everything. My eating healthy, my Bible time, my, you know, just God and I, you know, chit-chatting. And it's my time with Him. And so prayer is very important. And so a lot of us pray. But a lot of us pray for the miracle, for the lightning strike. Just go ahead and do it. I just want you to, you know, strike me with lightning and tell me exactly what I'm supposed to do here, God. And I do it too. I pray for that. I'm like, come on, Lord. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. What's my next step? I mean, just tell me. Write it on a tablet. You told Moses to write the Ten Commandments on a tablet. Will you tell me what I'm supposed to do? But to us, he's like, I've changed a little bit since I sent my son, Jesus Christ. You need to be aware. You need to broaden your horizon. You need to be on the lookout for what I'm doing in your life. And guess what? That's where you pray for opportunities, not for miracles. Yes, I know there are some times in our lives, extreme, tragic times in our lives, that we do have to pray for a specific miracle. But let me give you an example so you understand what I mean by pray for opportunities. My children, I have to discipline them. And sometimes they don't always make the right decisions. I've told the story of my daughter and her heavy foot. Love her to death, but she gets it from her mother, yes. And so she actually had a suspended license. And before that happened, she had, you know, already a couple speeding tickets. It was a third one that was like, okay, then it was suspended for a period of time. Since then, she's now off of it. But I didn't know what to do as a mom. I was like, oh, come on. Lord, what's going to wake her up? And I started praying for her not to speed. I know it's a double negative. Sorry, English majors out there. I stopped praying that prayer. And I said, Lord, give me the opportunity to teach her, for her to see that what she's doing is totally wrong. And he did. It was a suspension of her license. And I think finally she got it. Because every single time, I mean, she would pay the tickets. I didn't pay the ticket, you know, the fines. That was her job. And I would think, but come on, girl, you're just giving away free money, basically. Do you not get it? Don't you want that in your bank account? That's going to help you with food, your rent, your, you know, car payment, all of these things that you need to pay for. But she didn't get it. It had to be something stronger for her. And so I began to pray for an opportunity to show her that this wasn't the way, that if she kept going down this particular path in her life and using that heavy foot, honestly, that was just an excuse, right? We all know it. But I wanted that miracle initially, like just tell her to stop already. But it didn't work that way. And so instead, I began to pray for an opportunity. That's what I'm talking about here. You need to pray for opportunities. Because when we pray for opportunities, we are opening our mind, our body, and spirit to God's intervention. What he wants in our lives. His purpose for your life. Let him orchestrate your purpose and give you clarity. Because when you do that, he will show you the way if you are looking. But you got to be looking. Andy Stanley says this, prayer sensitizes us to subtle changes in the landscape of our circumstances. When God begins to move, we are apt to recognize it. Don't you want to recognize what God is telling you? Well, you have to pray for opportunities. And this is what it looks like. Number one, remove the blinders. Don't look in just the shallow end or stay in just on the shoreline. You got to be open to the deeper waters. Yeah. Where it's a little bit scarier, where maybe you don't want to go. But you got to remove those blinders because it's not up for you to decide. So remove the blinders. Number two, calm the busyness. How busy are you? Have you even said a prayer today? Seriously. I'm not calling you out on it. I'm asking you a serious, honest question. I know sometimes my days, I get up and I forget to say good morning to God. Thank you for a beautiful day. And then I feel all of a sudden, I'm like, I have gone through, it's almost dinner time, and I haven't said really much to him. I mean, when I'm really busy, it happens. I am so guilty of that. Don't feel guilty. Don't worry about it. Just go to him and say, Lord, hey, I wasn't not wanting to talk to you. I'm into this all double negatives here. Have you noticed that tonight? Anyway, so in my recording time, I'm recording this at night, so pardon the double negatives. But it's important for us to understand that we get busy and we have to calm the busyness so we can, you know, actually breathe. We cut out the excuses. Because if you had all the answers, you would have already gotten to where you wanted to go. Have you gotten there yet? Probably not if you're still listening to this episode. because we all are on this journey. Our purpose isn't necessarily a destination. It's part of our journey in what we're doing, the actions that we take throughout our life. And we hope that it leads others to Christ, that God would have the glory for it. That's what I believe because of my faith. So you have to calm the busyness. Breathe. And number three, expect the unexpected. See the opportunities. Know that God is at work behind the scenes on your behalf. You're not doing life alone. I know at times you feel that because I have felt it. And even recently I've felt it. We are moving and it is chaotic right now. My husband is starting his brand new job today. And it's an opportunity. And when things were kind of going rough for him and we weren't sure what to do, we didn't pray for this like miracle in his life for everything just to be exactly how he wanted it. No, we prayed for opportunity. And that opportunity meant we had to take a step out from where we live now and we need to move. Well, he has now since relocated and we are trying to sell our home. And as soon as it's sold, we will join him. That gives somewhat of tension, right? There's some difficulties there. But I have to expect the unexpected and know that God is working behind the scenes on my behalf and has been already. He already knew this was up and coming. I'm just the one who's catching up now. So when we expect the unexpected, that's when what, like Andy Stanley says, we begin to see God move. We're apt to what? Recognize it. Because we see the subtle changes. We know, oh, wait, that door is opening for me. Because this, and this has fallen into place. It makes sense. God is very logical. He doesn't keep secrets from us. But the thing is we have to be open to him. So pray for opportunities. You can gain clarity in your purpose, but you have to get a little bolder in your life. You want help? I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a free coaching call with me. That's your gift. And it doesn't cost you anything except your time. And it costs me my time, but that's my gift to you because you matter. And so I want to help you with where you are. Maybe you need that clarity in your purpose and you're just really stuck. You don't know what to do. Maybe you have too many things on your calendar and you're like, I just don't know how to say no. I just can't figure out the trees through the forest or vice versa. I'm just in a mess. That's okay. Click on that link, Take Aim, and let's do a coaching call together. I promise you, you will gain strategies and tools. You will gain clarity on the direction and what God has in store for your life. Let God carry you on his broad shoulders and reveal his divine opportunities for your life. Remember, with God, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.